Another week, another Stony Sisters episode. And I am already lit off some. Okay, I picked up, this is Saturday. I picked up Monday, an eighth of Rainbow Punch. And I'm going to need to go back on Monday already. But took dabs of that Rainbow Punch just now, and it is. Definitely an indica for sure. I will say that.
Yeah, you like can't open your eyes, you like this?
I know. You can see me. You guys, yep. Listeners can't, but
I can see her, and if you haven't noticed, we are virtually recording again this week. But yeah, I can see you little stony eyes over there.
But with the virtually recording being said, please again have patience with our sounding. Doing our best to stay safe.
Yes.
So, yeah, super stony, like I said. Had something else to say about that, but you, what are you smoking on?
Yeah. I am smoking on, because I'm already a little stony as well. I took some bong rips of, my guy lately has been Doctor Who.
Okay.
Doctor Who. When did I pick some up? Last Sunday. Had to go back on Wednesday. Picked up another quarter. And then I had to go back today, and it's Saturday, and pick up another quarter. But with that being said, I went back. So the first time I went, it was a different strain. And then I went and on Wednesday, I got Doctor Who. It has been, that's been my guy the whole week. It's an indica dominant hybrid.
Okay.
I've never heard of these parents before, but supposedly the parents of the strain are Mad Scientist and Time Wreck.
I've heard of Train Wreck.
I've heard, that's exactly what, at first, when I read it, I was like, Train Wreck, okay, and then I reread it, and I'm like, no, that's Time Wreck. Never heard of them before, but it is so, very purple. It's definitely an indica if you smoke too much of it. Like if you go a little
overboard,
a couple hits here and there, I'm good. Like I'm stony, I'm relaxed, but I got it because it's really been helping me. It's been putting my ass to sleep at night, and it helps with stress, anxiety, and I read that it even helps with ADHD and nausea. So
Ooh. If
anybody has those?
Actually, that's interesting. That. Yeah.
Yeah. Got it from Move. So I don't know if it's at other dispensaries, but I know for sure Move has some.
Speaking of purple, you said extra purple. Today I actually tried some animal mints.
Ooh.
Shout out to Aswell. She got some and I tried some and I was literally saying, I'm like, I love purple, like, purple weed, you know, like weed with purple in it.
It's so pretty.
Yes, exactly. And I was like admiring it.
Grind it up.
But speaking of that animal mints, I wanted to give my review. I don't think it's a strain for me because it did kind of heighten my anxiety, which is weird because it's a, maybe the hybrid part of it really like affected me because it is a hybrid indica dominant. So it was weird, but I liked it because it was like super sweet in this. You could smell the sweetness. And then like the taste obviously was very, very tasty, but I don't know. It just did not hit me. I was just like shaky and like very antsy. Ooh. Like very antsy.
Okay, yeah. That's not, no.
So
it's gonna be a no dog.
I started reading into it, right? Started reading into it and it is supposed to help you like relax, but I could definitely feel that after it kind of settled in, but initially it was one of those feelings
where you're just like, this isn't.
Kind of like one of those paranoid highs, like.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't really paranoid because I was like inside and whatever, but I was just like, yeah, just antsy and like, I don't know. But I did pick up some Lemon OG, rolled up, joined to that. I'll be sparking that in a little bit actually, because the stab, obviously, not just going to ride the show off. The staff.
Right. I know, like, I got a big joint. Like, still got my Doctor Who, got joined to that.
Hell yeah.
And I might take a little edible.
Nice.
Maybe.
I wanted to add, and I know, like, I shouldn't do this, like, try and add at the window, like, for pickup, but I did take my chances, and I wanted to pick up, like, a little sucker or something, but it's all good. It's all good.
I know, sometimes I do feel bad at the window when, like, I've already put something in. I'm like, damn, I really should have got one of these, and I know, I do try, because we're still tipping. I'd definitely still tip the bartenders, but I do. Sometimes I'm just like, let me take the chance, you know, or if I know... Like, they know I go there frequently. You know, it's kind of like, oh, by the way, can I? Oh, yeah, okay, we can go get it for you really quick. But, yeah, sometimes I'm just like, I'm not going to ask. Never mind. Should have ordered it, Alyssa. You don't need it.
Exactly. And I was like, if they say yes, they say yes. The worst they can say is no. And whatever. I took my chances. So, but whatever. With that being said, got some lemon OG. This is very, it is like, I can smell, like, the skunkiness of it. But I kind of like the smell. It's not like the stinky skunk. Like, not like the...
It's like a good... When you smell it, you're like, oh, I know what that is.
Mm-hmm. Because it's a lemon, so you still get that, like, kind lemony of, like, a... Yeah, a little undertone. But it's said to have heavy... Like, a heavy effect, more psychoactive, and... Yeah, we'll see, I guess. I saw that it increased the appetite, which I'm not looking forward to because I already get the munchies bad. Just smoking, period.
Literally.
So the fact that this helps more.
Maybe try some Doctor Who because it does. It didn't give me like super, I mean, obviously it gave me munchies, but it didn't give me like super munchies to the point where, yeah, I was overeating.
Yeah. I just looked up that drip thing. Oh, it said Curaleaf did have some Curaleaf, Move, and can't remember the third one. Sorry.
Oh yeah, I need to get some concentrates.
Look into that drip.
Yeah, I wanted to grab some drip. But I did get some edibles. My grandpa needed some more edibles, so I got him. Move hasn't had their normal Wana gummies, like the THC ones. They've only been having like 1-in-1s or 2-in-1s or whatever. He needs THC. So I went, and when I went to go pick up the Doctor Who, I picked up some Mind Right watermelon gummies, 100 milligrams. And then I also got, they had a BOGO on Amy and Al's, I believe it's called, the edibles.
Mm-hmm.
They're cookies, which are $14, okay? They're $14, 100 milligrams, but they are, obviously, I sent you a photo, but
yeah,
it's
she sent me a photo.
Size of my hand. Like, it's massive, and I know it's a soft cookie, so I'm just like, oh, this is going to be perfect. Like, you can cut it perfectly.
Mm.
So I'm going to try that, and then I'll get my grandpa's review from it, too, so he can try it.
I've been wanting, like, a good, we still need to do an episode.
Yes, just a full edible episode.
Be so lit, because I don't do edibles like that. Which, speaking of, wanted to say, I took 15 milligrams, upped my dose a little bit. One night, I was just like, I really want to sleep tonight. Like, I really want to, whatever, took 15 milligrams, you guys. It hit me faster for some reason. I don't know if it was just more, and just, like, I felt it faster, or what. I was very groggy in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I took it early. Like, I took it, I think, at, like, 8:30.
So maybe next time take it at 7:30?
Or take my 10.
Or just take your 10, just microdose.
Yeah.
5 here, 5 there, and a little 5. Maybe it was because you ingested it all at once? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out how my body metabolizes, because I've, you know, just recently, probably within the last 3 years, figured out, like, how my body metabolizes alcohol, because it metabolizes very slow, but it does metabolize. That shit will hit me. So, not that I'm, like, a huge, huge drinker, but, you know, obviously that's something to be conscious about, so.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, last night, I had 2 drinks, dude.
I didn't respond about that.
No, 1 drink. I had 1 drink, and I was already feeling, like, I was starting getting real talkative. And that's when I caught myself. I'm like, okay, bitch, I think you're buzzing a little bit. Because you almost had... Yeah, you're a chatty Cathy right now. Like, what's going on? Then I finished that one. Then I was like, you know what? Let me get one more. But they were just so good that you couldn't even really tell. And I'm like, these are dangerous. Because you can tell there's alcohol in it, but it's a creeper. Like, it just comes in. Comes at you.
Gets you.
Like, yeah, just gets you in the back of the ankles.
There is quite a few dispensaries near me that have, well, it says they have Doctor Who. So I'm going to get some.
Yes, get some.
They have some at that Nature's Glendale. Maybe I can use.
There's so
my
many dispensaries
FTP.
Now that I gotta try. There you go. Yep. And so I was like, there's so many that I need to try. So maybe I'll make my rounds since I'm off next Friday.
And I want to go to Sunday Goods. Don't know when I'm gonna go, but I'm going. Maybe you should go next Friday.
Go. Yeah, actually.
Because they have the 50% off, I think. Oh, Nature's has drip as well. $40 a gram.
Might have to, though.
Pull up my... Where? Since I'm not buying too many Doctor Who on your menu.
Since I'm not buying too many Christmas gifts, I guess I can give myself some good concentrates.
Right.
Which I'm going to... I'm going to spark this.
Yeah.
Jump this right into it. I still need to go to Sunday Goods as well. I did see that they're doing a giveaway, which by the time you hear this, it will probably be over. But yeah, if you saw, thank you for everyone who tagged me, because I will be going back and tagging you all.
I need to go, and I don't know. I think it's something you have to do every day or something. I'm gonna go look right now on that too, because.
Well, we will look. Because I didn't. Yeah, I've just been on the go. That I haven't really got to sit. Look, yeah, see what's going on. But on to other news.
To the 23rd. So actually, this is good for our listeners because it's till the 23rd. It starts today till the 23rd. Ooh, yeah, so enter into that. Sunday Goods. They're doing a fire giveaway.
An iPad. I need a new
all
iPad.
Kinds of goods. All kinds of goods, I'm telling you.
Literally, Sunday goods with all the goods.
That's what you're getting tagged
ooh,
in.
Ooh, I need that Nintendo Switch. Wow, okay, yeah, Nintendo Switch, a Sonos, a Roomba, Apple Watch, iPad, Nespresso, merch bundle. AirPod Pros, a Puffco, a PAX bundle, a rug, and a TV.
Like, there are chances.
I need that Nintendo Switch, and I need the rug.
Rugs are expensive.
That's why I'm saying, I'm like, rugs are expensive. House stuff is expensive. Quit playing me.
Right.
At home.
At
home. All right, I'm going to spark this, and we'll jump into...
All right, twist my arm.
I just wanted to do a quick little shout out to my lash girl, Coco.
I saw you back on your lashes.
Had to get back on my lashes. This is like, I think this is my third fill with her. Yeah, I think this is like my third fill with her. I have been going to her though previously. Our nail girl, she put me on to her. So, have been going, definitely still supporting black and brown businesses as much as possible. And not just that, but women-owned businesses.
Small businesses so I'll drop, in general.
Right, small businesses in general, because we know that times are definitely hard, especially for small businesses and for entrepreneurs right now. So, I will drop her info in... the description, but I will say she's not really on Instagram a lot. Like, she has an Instagram, but she's really not on it a lot. So it's a lot of her, a lot of like older photos. And if you need to find out like the pricing and stuff, you just have to text her. But she's super personable.
Does she use her stories a lot?
Mm-mm.
No,
she's okay. Just really not. Like, she really doesn't go off of social media, which is kind of crazy because that does show that her clients that she does have are just, it's like word of mouth. So, but I'll drop her information. She does a really good job. I did get a full.
This You'll is have just to post a photo because they do look fire. They look so good.
I went to do, I think these are just a hybrid, like a hybrid classic. Nothing crazy. I told her I wanted them noticeable, but still very not, like I'm going to fly away.
Right.
And she's quick. She does like my fill and... Well, I would say like an hour. Probably took an hour for a three-week fill. But yeah, nice. I'll drop her info. So I wanted to give Coco a shout-out. I did give her some of our Cantaheal
samples.
Salve samples, and she was very excited about that. So, yeah.
This lemon OG is a little bit pungent.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a little. But I can taste the citrus and... It's gassy.
My Doctor Who is... He's doing his thing over here. Hitting per usual. And speaking of cannabis, since we're smoking, I'm so glad that something finally came out that is going to go a little more in depth with what's going on with recreational versus... the medical program. It is so crazy to me how uneducated people are, like how people haven't read or like looked more into it. People really think you can just go into the dispensaries. I know we've said this before, but a lot of people don't even realize about the taxes. Like I told someone last night about the taxes and they're like, wait, what do you mean 16%? And I'm like, yeah, that's the rec that's, it's gonna get taxed.
Yeah.
So people just aren't, and then they think, like, the beginning of the year, it's just going to automatically, you're going to be able to go buy it. And it's like, no, like, there's...
It has to be a recreational facility.
Right. And actually, AZ MMJ News, they dropped an article basically kind of going over the differences, like, the comparisons of the medical program and the recreational program, which we've kind of talked about a little bit. But for those who don't know, and I'll go a little more in depth, here are the differences. So the first one being was the age. So obviously, there is no age limit for the AZ medical patients. There used to be, but I believe now, as long as your parent signs off and all of that, like, you can become a... patient, or I want to say your parent. I don't know how the whole thing works, but there is no age limit for the medical marijuana patients. Hmm. However, for recreational, you are going to have to be 21,
okay,
which we have said before. So just like alcohol, purchasing. So medical patients right now, we can purchase up to 2.5 ounces every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. With the recreational program, they're only going to be able to buy up to 1 ounce with no more than 5 grams being concentrates per transaction at dispensary. So to me, that sounds like I can go in here, buy 1 ounce, leave, go to another dispensary, buy another ounce.
No, because I think in the law it says anyway. You can only be...
You can only have so much?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, well, that's their purchasing.
Yeah, maybe they should clear up on the verbiage, so we still need more clarification.
Right. Because it does, yeah. It says that per transaction at a dispensary, they can buy up to 1 ounce. Okay. Prices. Now, this is where we were definitely saying that there's going to be a tax increase. So it's currently unknown what dispensaries are going to charge for recreational marijuana. But the price of medical will likely remain the same. So all the Arizona dispensaries, once they start selling, if they start selling recreational, then obviously they're going to keep the medical prices the same.
Nice.
Taxes. Medical marijuana program, if you have your card, it's going to be the same how it is right now with just the state tax and the local tax. But with recreational, that's where they're going to be adding on that extra 16% tax.
That's crazy. So like I said, I will be maintaining my medical card. And I know a lot of people have already started, like, thinking about going to get their medical card either again or just get it in general because they're not trying. They're like, fuck no. What did I get myself into? Why did I vote for this?
Yeah, that's – I definitely was like, okay, well, I'm keeping mine. We obviously just got our cards too, so it only made sense to just renew it.
They're still good for –
yeah, they're still good for a whole another year.
Right.
The wait time. So this is something that me and you talked about, too, is the wait time. So obviously the demand for recreational is going to be really high. So what they said is that most dispensaries are going to, more than likely, are going to, like, create separate lines. So one for the medical patients and then one for the recreational patient or recreational purchases.
Places with two windows, probably one will be medical, one will be
yeah,
pickup.
And yeah. Then, so the possession part, I think this is what we were talking about. The medical patients, we can possess up to 2.5 ounces. The rec consumers can have up to 1 ounce. With no more than 5 grams being concentrates. So technically, yes, you're right. You can only go in to buy.
And I mean, I'm sure it's going to be recorded. Or would it be? Possibly. I don't know.
I don't know.
Because that wouldn't be in the department's database, would it? Allotments and stuff? I don't know.
Actually, that's a good... Because it is still
possession.
Going to the
that's
Arizona.
Technically possession, like, on you.
Right.
Gray area.
Very gray. The cultivation. So, right now, medical patients can grow under specific rules. Recreational, it can be grown by anybody 21 or older. But the cultivation is regulated to only 6 cannabis plants per individual's primary residence. And 12 plants at a residence where 2 or more persons, 21 and older, reside. So, again, yes, you can grow, but there's still limits to it. It's not like people can just full-blown...
sort of whole grass farm greenhouse.
Right. And a really important one is the potency. So, the medical patients, we can purchase... any potency right now. Recreational users, they're only going to be able to purchase potency. They can do any potency for any type of like flower, concentrate, things like that. But when it comes to edibles, they have a limit to 10 milligrams per serving, which would be a 100 milligram package. So everything else, they can have any potency except for the edibles. Which, I don't know, some people need those higher dosage edibles, and if they don't have the funds to be buying multiple packages of 100 milligrams, that's something to think about.
Right. I mean, the card is good for 2 years, so I feel like that's worth
it. Yeah, it is. And a lot of places, like, the price isn't even crazy. Compared to what it used to be when we first got our card. And then public use, of course, it doesn't matter if you're a medical patient or recreational, you can't be out in public places. That is considered a petty offense. No longer a felony, but it is still considered a petty offense. And then work. This is something that you brought up right when we first started talking about. The whole election and everything going recreational and all that. So the workplace, Arizona employees have some protections from employer discrimination as a medical patient.
Really?
However,
I didn't know that. That's good to know.
I think some, And I'm putting that in quotes.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Some protections. However, with recreational, employees have the right to maintain a drug and free alcohol workplace. So, from what a attorney said, is that under 207, employers can discriminate however they want. They cannot fire someone with a medical card for a positive test, but they can take action against them if they are impaired at the workplace or in possession of medical marijuana in the workplace.
Right. Okay. I'm so lit off this.
So really, those are like the main things. But again, there still is some gray area, but it is good to know that they're going to keep the medical program. And hopefully we don't have to be dealing with this weight and these, we don't have to deal with the taxes and all that.
Yeah. I guess I'm just like big on like waiting for whatever. I'm used to now at this point, like waiting for that message, my order's ready, and then going to pick it up. And if I'm not putting an order in, like, don't be mad if you're waiting. Already I'm in that mindset already, because I already know with COVID. So again, take that into account too. On top of it all. So yeah, I'm just be prepared. It's not like we said in the beginning, not as butterflies and rainbows as, oh my God, it's wreck. There's still a lot of fine print. I mean, don't get me wrong, you will be able to, yes. It's going to be here. It's going to be in Arizona. It's going to be rec. It's going to be available.
More opportunity for events, that's for sure. But obviously with COVID, we can't even really talk events right now. But
I'm not even thinking, about events right now.
But that will be, like, a positive. More jobs, that's a positive. Which, speaking of new dispensaries, Soul Flower, which I'm going to try. I'm going to see what's on their menu, because they just opened up two new dispensaries, one in North Scottsdale and one in North Tempe. So, I'm about to hit up that North Scottsdale location.
I thought we brought this up. Did we not? Is this another one?
I don't know. Could be, but I didn't know it was a North Scottsdale, so maybe that was news to me. You may have talked about it. I may have been too high and wasn't listening. So.
Sounds about right.
And I am pretty stony. I still got a little bit of this joy left, too. I'm just trotting right along.
Telling you.
Today I said out loud, I was like, let me take a gander. I said it out loud and I was like, oh, shit. Didn't want anyone to hear me.
That's a result of us talking to ourselves and talking in our head too much.
Yep, that's exactly what that is.
Well, that was a lot of very informative stuff. Thank you. Because, obviously, I've been keeping up, but for those who...
Who haven't, or who just are thinking...
Or who are just excited... Yep.
Right. 1/1/21, I'm just going to go to the dispensary and buy. No, it's not. There's still things that they're finalizing, labs.
So just keep in mind, around like March, April is when you'll probably be like a little bit more, it'll be a little bit easier to access recreational.
Yes. And I want to say, from what they said, what we said last week was that you can possess right now. Up to that ounce.
Yeah.
Because as of November 30th, but you technically can't purchase from a dispensary until March 2021. So it's like, how...
You're going to be questioned.
Where's this area? Something wasn't
adding up. But, yeah.
So things to keep in mind.
Yes. And moving into...
There is a lot.
Maybe
we should forewarn. Segment. Because we will.
Because, it's, like you said, a lot of energy. And if you've been feeling weird, if you've been feeling tired, if you've been going through the motions like we told you.
going through
feeling
it.
Feeling some type of way. I know that we've been drained on top of being women and going through our womanly cycles. There's a lot of energy going on. So we're actually recording today's 12-12, December 12th, 2012.
And if you're really into numerology, then you know that there's a significance to this day.
Like 11-11, for instance, is a super strong angelic number. And when you see 12-12, like, you know, as there are messages that when you see 11-11, when you see 12-12, this number is a sign of newer opportunities, positive change coming, and you being prepared. It's like a sign.
Right. Like your angels, they want you to know that you are supported and that they're there for you anytime you need them. Something to keep in mind. And because of the strong power in numerology of 12-12, we also want to be really careful with our thoughts. And that's something that I'm definitely working on right now.
Which actually super coincides with this upcoming solar eclipse. Which, again, cliche saying, but what we think, we create. But that's so, like, it's true.
It
you
is.
You have to be careful with your words, with your thoughts. Because those, I mean, that vibe is real. So, speaking of bringing us into, exactly, bringing us into that solar eclipse in Sagittarius, which is...
That's coming up, actually. That's going to be on the 14th and the 15th. So I want to say our episode drops on the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll still be in that window.
Yeah.
Basically, it's a promise of new beginnings, fresh start, opportunities to set wills into motion. Thinking about it, we're in quarter four, you know, end of the year. It's that we're all tired. We've all had a really long year, but we have to keep pushing for better things to come in 2021. Since it offers new beginnings, it offers like signs and gifts from the universe. So I know we always talk about once you shift your mindset and you start to focus like your mind on abundance, gratitude, appreciation, you'll be in like a higher state to be able to receive. Because right now, if our mindset is negative, like we're kind of
blocking.
Yeah, like we're blocking our blessings, as cliche as that sounds, but we have to change our mindset.
Yeah, so like with that being said, the complaining, got to get over wishing things were different, stop limiting yourself, stop limiting your thinking. Our mind is literally so powerful. That's, again, cliche, but I say that all the time. And instead... Like you said, accepting, acknowledging, opening up to that abundance. Yeah, appreciate. More gratitude.
Right, and our powers, like, we can create and draw things that are going to be amplified under this eclipse. So we definitely want to pay attention to what we're choosing to focus on and think about. Note to self.
Again, those thoughts. So paying attention to those
right,
thoughts.
Right, they're powerful. Like you said, they're super powerful. So we also may notice like our frequency heighten, maybe consciousness ascending. We may even find ourselves like accessing like wisdom of our intuition, our spirit guides, our higher self. So something to keep in mind if you are open to things like that, then
you'll find it a little easier to like connect.
Right. And the Sagittarius solar eclipse is actually directly back to the lunar eclipse we had on June 5th, which I think we had an episode on that one. So if you go back and listen, but on June 5th of this year, it connected to that eclipse experience. So I'm going to go back into my journal too and see. Go back on June 5th and I'm going to look and see
what was going on.
Yeah, during that time period.
So just be open to those new opportunities. That push forward.
Because we all need that push. Like I said, it's the end of the year. Quarter four. We're chugging along, you know?
And we have to remember that we have, like, our vision of getting somewhere, but we have to remember that there are different routes to getting to our goals. So we have to be open to that, too, because I know that a lot of us get comfortable in our way, going it our way, having it our way, done our way, you know? But if you're being pulled on a different route, like, just trust and create space for... for that new opportunity, and trust that you're supported. Again, there's a lot of really good energy right now, really good energy going on right now, so tap into that, take advantage of that. And again, along with our thoughts, we need to be speaking and communicating, and this is, again, note to self on my part, make sure that we're speaking and communicating exactly, clearly, what we want to manifest. And with all this energy too, pay attention to the messages and, like you said, signs that we're getting from the universe and gifts that we receive, because it all ties in together. All of this energy literally ties in together. What you're thinking, how you're speaking, transforming, new year, new beginnings, new opportunities.
Which I want to say, I started reading the book that my therapist had told me to read. So I'll put that. I think I talked about it on the episode before. It's that, let me see, I don't have it. It's The Adult Children of Emotionally Immature Parents, How to Heal from Distant, Rejecting, or Self-Involved Parents. And let me tell you.
It's deep.
Deep. Gems. Facts.
Really hit?
Definitely. A good read, yeah. I definitely...
Good read for shadow work?
Yes. Yes, and speaking of shadow work, that's why I'm excited to go on Sunday, because I feel like that's feeding our inner child.
Yes, we're going to go to...
All of us.
I'm so excited. Illumination in Glendale. So it's a little drive-through, like, little light thing. But we have, you know, our little... kitties in our life. Right. Some of them, not all of them.
Yeah, some.
We're gonna take on a little. Well, your sister.
So not only my little sister, she's four. So definitely gonna take her. And not only is it for her, but like I said, it's for me too. Because I'm just like, oh, I'm so excited. I never went to something like this as a kid, but I did go through neighborhoods, you know, and looked at Christmas light. Right. So I'm just like, oh, I'm feeding my inner child.
I've never gone to one of these. So, and same thing, I've done the houses. There's actually one, I'm going to find it right now and I'll mention it to you. No, my phone's going to die, so I'm not even going to tell you guys. But it was really nostalgic seeing it, because it was somewhere I went as a child and I was thinking about it for like the past couple of years. Like, oh, I want to go there again. But I don't think it's a thing anymore. It's like a memory. It's like a historic. I don't know. I'm going to look into it. Anyway, whatever.
Back on the energy, because there's a lot going on.
On top of this, if you saw the December forecast that we posted on the Stony Sisters Instagram, we also have solstice coming up, and that's going to bring a lot of high frequency, where we're going to feel a lot of strong connections and energies with the earth.
I think it's crazy. Same, and I had to look into this because I've never heard solstice. I have, but the Great Conjunction, I was like, what is this? Just another thing, another wrinkle in my brain. But this also bridges Sagittarius season and the start of Capricorn season. So it's right there.
And then solstice leads us to that, like what you just mentioned, the Great Conjunction. And I didn't want to cut you off when you were saying it, but it's actually really rare. And only happens every couple of decades, so about every 20 years or so.
This is why we don't know about it.
Very rare, but it's a big deal.
And like I said, I had to do a little research. So a quick little lesson. The Great Conjunction is actually the alignment of both Jupiter and Saturn at the same degree of the same zodiac. And this year, it's actually happening in Aquarius, which is an air sign.
So I'm glad you said that, because that's why I said it was rare. Because air sign of Aquarius, we're going to see more energy of, like, seeing individuals win. More focus on, like, us all thriving as a community rather than, like, you know, the handful of individuals at the top of the pyramid, the,
right,
you know, officials and all that. So
that's the government.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting too. That'll be interesting to see. I feel like we've definitely been feeling more of that energy of everybody kind of supporting everyone and wanting to see everyone win. So I feel like we're already seeing that energy, like I said. But with all this going on, make sure to stay true to yourself, not vibrate high and forcefully, like, be positive all the time, but, like, be solid in, like, your beliefs. Don't just spread some BS positivity.
Right. And it's actually happening on the 21st, so this is a good day to manifest and make sure you are clear on your manifestations.
Again, communicating clearly with yourself and others.
And especially because that's right before Christmas. So we already know, like, the holiday is a lot of energy as it is. So what better than to, again, be very clear.
Tune in with yourself, work with yourself, yep, connect with your spirituality. And, like, last episode, we were kind of talking about how deep it is, like, and we didn't mean to, like, you know, what do I say? Not, like, come for anyone, but you know what I'm trying to say. Like, but it's always good to learn. Like, just learn. It's baby steps, because it's literally so much information. Like, take it from us who are still beginners in all this spirituality stuff. So there's a lot to it. And, but yeah, connect with yourself. Tune in.
Definitely.
Also, really quick, if you're doing, like, dream journals, because I know you're going to get this after 12-12, but if you're taking a dream journal, look back at the messages that you're getting, like, around the 12-12 and around the eclipse and all that stuff, if you're journaling, to see what kind of messages you're getting. My little side note, last minute.
Yeah, last announcement. Sorry, I'm over here just puffing this little joint away.
I know, I finished mine and I'm really lit, so.
You're like, I'm going to eat good tonight. I'm getting oreganos. Like, he confirmed it. It's a go. He said, order away.
It is. You are still in good time, so you're getting oreganos.
Who are you? Literally, order away. Don't tell me to order away. That's what he told me. Order away. I have the text.
That's for the comfort. New throw it in the bag.
Yeah, exactly. And I need to do the TikTok. I need to do that TikTok.
I still have to finish it. Where are we going to go tonight? Lisa, I really, really am craving mangoñadas.
Ooh, that sounds bomb.
That sounds like a good time.
Ooh, I'm going to tell them, let's go to Tea Stop.
Do they have mangoñadas, or are you going to get bubble tea?
I might get a mangoñada, because they have a pretty good one. But their boba tea, I miss the boba. Ooh. I haven't had boba in a minute. I might get one. And with that being said, we're actually... Oh, really quick. The Crown.
Can we touch on that really quick?
We finished it. It was a lot.
Just want to say, I think it is, again, like we said last episode, it's crazy AF. I think it's crazy that there's still, like you said, I should say, that there's still, like, kings and queens and all that stuff. And I think it's very unfair. I feel like there is still a lot of ugliness to it, and I feel really bad. I need to watch the one you told me about, the Princess Diana, yes, in her words, or is that what it's called?
In her words, I think so.
Okay.
It's like In Her Words or something like that. It's on Netflix, but I heard that it's actual voice recordings, like somebody record, like they did interviews, and they recorded her, and they supposedly talk about all of this from the time she got engaged to right before she passed.
Okay, yes. Because I need to know more. I feel terrible for her. although, I mean, I feel like the depiction that I got from The Crown, obviously, I don't know and I will never know, but this is my little
view.
Yeah. I feel like, yes, she agreed to it, but she should have done more research or figured out what the heck she was being
brought into.
Yeah. Like, how much of a choice could she have said no? And why didn't she say no? Did she let her ego and her, you know, whatever get the best of her? I don't know. So, all that's crazy. It's not all it's cracked up to be, I guess.
No, it's not. And yeah, we'll watch that other thing and we'll see. I didn't think I was going to get sucked into it. I literally, like I said, just to see what the hype was, because I'm like, she was such an icon and I needed to know like what the whole thing was about. But good show, I would say. Good show. So
I think they did good with the characters, like you said.
Yeah.
And they were spot on with her. You were waiting for me so we can start that Princess Diana one. I'm interested to see what that's all about.
I think it's going to be good.
Yeah.
And with that being said, we're actually going to take some breaks from recording because it is the end of the year. It's a holiday. And like I said, there's a lot going on. So if we don't get you an episode for the upcoming full moon in Cancer, we are going to post it on our Instagram, like the key messages, points that we want to give you guys, what to expect, how to handle your emotions during that time. So tune in and look at our page for that. Look out on our page for that.
Yep. And still, just quick little reminders. Cannaheel AZ on Instagram. We actually have Twitter. I don't think
we just don't use it.
I don't think we have a Facebook for Cannaheel, but we do have a Stony Sisters Facebook, and we do have a Stony Sisters Twitter and Instagram. But again,
2021, that's something that I hope we can
look. Social media is a lot coming from two girls who aren't social media girls.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's weird to say that because obviously, like, I was having a conversation today, like, we've been on social media since MySpace, obviously, and we were, like, checking it, we were on it, but
right.
I think nowadays, we're not on social media, how people use, I don't know, it's just a lot, it's a lot, there's a lot of energy
it's
in
stressful.
Social media.
Social media is stressful, to say the least, but we do have some Stony shirts available. $20.
They're fire.
Still have some sizes left.
OG Stony logo. OG Stony logo will always be available, but this shirt, this black and white, this one, this.
Yeah, this one is going right now. You can get it right now. $20. 20 buckaroons.
And with that being said, we got new merch coming soon.
Yep, new merch coming soon. We're thinking of doing a poll coming up, maybe. Maybe do a little poll action, see what you guys
want to see.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, like we said, we're going to have a break. So we will try and record this coming up weekend, which would be like the weekend of the 18th. But if not, we are going to definitely have Christmas weekend off, and we will be back the new year.
Crazy to say.
So look out again for the post for the full moon. Stay safe out there. If you guys are doing things with family for holidays, just be careful.
Be conscious.
And you know the drill.
Hope you have a lot of tamales.
Ooh, yes. Yes. Stony as fuck with a lot of tamales. Mm.